the lead in his father's voice.
He's not dead, is he? He whispered. I don't think so. I'm not sure. He's alive, but he's moving.
Well, you'd better come and see. I think something quantum has happened to him.
You Bastard plodded onwards at about 1.247 metres per second, working out complex conjugate coordinates to stave off boredom while his huge plate-like feet crunched on the sand. Lack of fingers was another big spur to the development of camel intellect. Human mathematical development had always been held back by everyone's instinctive tendency when faced with something really complex in the way of triform polynomials or parametric differentials to count fingers. Camel started from the word go by counting numbers. Deserts were a great help, too. There aren't many distractions. As far as camels were concerned, the way to mighty intellectual development was to have nothing much to do and nothing to do it with. He reached the crest of the dune, gazed with approval over the rolling sands ahead of him, and began to think in logarithms.
"What's Ifib like?" said Petrucci.
"I've never been there. Apparently it's ruled by a tyrant."
"I hope we don't meet him, then."
Tepic shook his head. "It's not like that," he said. "They have a new tyrant every 5 years, and they do something to him first." He hesitated. "I think they elect him. Is that something like they do on tomcats and bulls and things? You know, to make them stop fighting and be more peaceful?" Tepic winced.
"To be honest, I'm not sure," he said. "But I don't think so. They've got something they do it with. I think it's called a mocracy, and it means everyone in the whole country can say who the new tyrant is. One man, one..."
He paused. The political history lesson seemed a very long while ago, and had introduced concepts never heard of in Djeli Baby, or in Ankh-Morpork, for that matter. He had a stab at it anyway. "One man, one vet."
"That's for the electing, then?"
He shrugged. "It might be, for all he knew. The point is, though, that everyone can do it. They're very proud of it. Everyone has..." He hesitated again, certain now that things were amiss. "The vet. Except for women, of course. And children. And criminals. And slaves. And stupid people. And people of foreign extraction. And people disapproved of for, various reasons. And lots of other people. But everyone apart from them. It's a very enlightened civilization." Petrucci gave this some consideration.
"And that's a mocracy, is it?"
"They invented it in Ifib, you know," said Tepic, feeling obscurely that he ought to defend it.
"I bet they had trouble exporting it," said Petrucci firmly.
The sun wasn't just a ball of flaming dung pushed across the sky by a giant beetle. It was also a boat. It depended on how you looked at it. The light was wrong. It had a flat quality, like water left in a glass for weeks. There was no joy to it. It illuminated but without life, like bright moonlight, rather than the light of day. But Pataclusp was more worried about his son.
"Do you know what's wrong with him?" he said. His other son bit his stylus miserably. His hand was hurting. He'd tried to touch his brother, and the crackling shock had taken the skin off his fingers.
I might," he ventured.
"Can you cure it?"
I don't think so."
"What is it, then?"
"Well, Dad, when you were up on the pyramid, well, when it couldn't flare, you see, I'm sure it twisted around. Time, you see, is just another dimension."
Pataclusp rolled his eyes.
"None of that architect's talk, boy," he said. "What's wrong with him?"
"I think he's dimensionally maladjusted, Dad. Time and space has got a bit mixed up for him. That's why he's moving sideways all the time."
Pataclusp 2B gave his father a brave little smile.
"He always used to move sideways," said Pataclusp.
His son sighed.
"Yes, Dad," he said, "but that was just normal. All accountants move like that. Now he's moving sideways because that's like, well, it's like time to him."
Pataclusp frowned. Drifting gently sideways wasn't 2A's only problem. He was also flat. Not flat like a card with a front, back and an edge, but flat from any direction.
"Puts me exactly in mind of them people in the frescoes," he said. "Where's his